Zog the Gemara daf tzadi aleph amid beis the tape de omid. Toshma, the Gemara continues being a raya to the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. There was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that gagetz chatzes kafif as arushus achas. Does that mean even by irvu, even if you made an error from the bayis to the chotzer, so still you're allowed to take the kelim sheshofsu b'chotzer, and we're not concerned that you're going to end up taking kelim sheshofsu b'bayis, because you're allowed to take kelim sheshofsu b'bayis into the chotzer of that bayis, because they made an error. But we're not concerned you're going to take those kelim that shofsu b'bayis from chotzer A to chotzer B. You'll differentiate. Either like the Rashba says, because it's clearly defined, these are clay bayis, these are clay chotzer, or because we're not concerned that you're going to take clay bias into the chotzer because it's exera. The whole thing of taking out is only a exera. So now making exera that you're not going to take clay chotzer, or you might take clay bias. So those are the two reasons why Shmuel holds that even by irvu, kula mishu sachasein. But Rav Shita was an Omer Aleph to know that only by loy irvu, where there's no chash that you have clay bias. So then it's taka Shus achas for chotzer gagen karfif, but because it's loy irvus, so noch shashi taking klei abayis. Zog the mal toshma. We want to bring a raya to the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Anshe chotzer anshe mirpeset. People that live in the chotzer on the lower floor, and the people that live in the mirpeset on the second floor, sheshochav loy irvu. They did not make an erev amongst one another. So kol shigvaya yutvachim, meaning, if there's a omud now that's 10 tvachim tall, le mirpeset. So then we say it belongs to the mirpeset, and we give the usage to the bnei mirpeset. Pachas mikan, if it's less than 10, so lechotzer. So Rashi says lechotzer means af lechotzer, because af lechotzer, we're going now, that is really machlokes we had in, earlier in daf pei dalet, where the Gemara over there said that when we said that the people live in the mirpeset, do they live directly in the mirpeset, or they live in an aliyah above the mirpeset? So if they live directly in the mirpeset, so if the omid is less than 10, it's noyach for the people that are below, and also for the people in the mirpeset. So neyach lezeh lezeh, so zog Rashi, pochus mikan lechotzer, zog Rashi, af lechotzer. And it's takash neyem asurin, because it's according to Rav, we're talking about that it's lezeh benachas, lezeh benachas. Mashek and Shmuel over there in Peidalet learns that the bnei mirpeset don't live directly in the mirpeset. They have a ladder going up to the aliyah in the mirpeset, so then it ends up being that it's lezeh benachas, lezeh bekosha, so then it would mean Pachas mikan lechotzer, meaning only to the bnei chotzer, and yois mikan only to the bnei aliyah, and pachas mikan only to bnei chotzer. So Rashi is going now the way we understood Rav, that it's lezeh benachas. So shneim oisim zelze. So that's why it's pachas mikan. It's af lechotzer, and it's also to both of them. So again, so the Gemara says anche chotzer anche mipeset shoch veloy irvu, and Rashi says they were not ma'arav with one another bnei chotzer and bnei mipeset. However, zok Rashi, Aval irvu el la'atzman ve'el la'atzman. They made an erev amongst one another. The bnei chotzer to one another. Zogdrashi, u'bnei mipeset ein oisin ha'bnei chotzer. The bnei mipeset don't ask the bnei chotzer. Af b'shiyod la'besulam. They have to go down the ladder. V'drisas raglom oleo l'shus rabim. The reason is, Zogdrashi, damrin le'el fer ketzma arvin. Sulam teres pesach v'teres mechitza olav. The sulam, you can decide, is it a pesach or is it a mechitza? Is it a Pesach that we can be one, or it's a Mechitza and we're separate, so we don't ask one another. V'hakol ha'hokol, v'ocham gina, tos Mechitza olav, it's a Mechitza, so they don't ask one another. So the Braisa said that they were not ma'arav with one another, so if it's a omud gvar yud, it goes to the mepeset. Pachas mikan, l'chotzer, it's machloik as if it means af l'chotzer. Bamedvo ma'mum, this whole din that we're mechalik reshus between l'chotzer and mepeset, is shahoyu elu shel rabim ve'elu shel rabim. That means there are rabbin living in the chotzer, rabbin in mepeset. Ve'irvu elu la'atzman, they made their own erev, ve'elu la'atzman. Or, oishel yichidim. That means there are no rabbin living over there. So in both of these instances, if they made their own erev, or there's only yichidim living there, so then the bnei mepeset, a lot of take stuff from the mepeset into the chotzer. And the bnei, the ones that live below, the anche chotzer, a lot of take things into the chotzer. Because after all, we made an erev amongst one another. Not to one another, but amongst one ourselves, we made an Erev. So here is a chashash that you'll take mana de batim into the chotzer, because you made an Erev. Or shall yichidim? Shall yichidim be allowed to take things from your home into your chotzer? Because there's no one that asks you. So in such a oifen, so then there's a chashash that you have clear bias in the chotzer. And that's why it's taka osa to go now to one another, to repest it and the chotzer to bring to one another, the osa on one another, because you might end up taking Klei Bayit, thinking it's Klei Chotzer. Now, the Klei Chotzer to the Mepesed, Me'ikar Adin, really is Mutter. It's Tashmish and Shover. It's only reason why it's us is because maybe you end up taking Klei Bayis, because they made an Erev amongst one another. Zog the Gemara, She'ein Tzichin La'arev, if it's Shalichidim. Aval Ho Yishol Gabim, V'shochu V'lo Yirvu, but if let's say it's a Rabbin that did not make an Erev, so gag v'chotz v'achsadu mepeset kulon reshus achasein. So it says clearly that if they are shirabim and they did not make an erev amongst one another, amongst themselves, for themselves, so then there's no chash to have klei batim into the chotzer. So then there's no problem of taking klei chotzer to the mepeset because you're not worried about there might be klei batim. So we see clearly, like Rav, that only when there's no chash that you take klei bayis, you can take from one to another. Zog di gemara. Time the loy irvu only because they didn't make an erev because shachu ha irvu loy. But if they made an erev, then it's also because maybe you end up taking klei bayis. So we see clearly a ryan like Rav that the head of Reb Shimon is only gaga chatzels kafivus gushus achasein only by loy irvu, but by irvu it's taka also because because you take klei batim, not like Shmuel that says ben irvu ben loy irvu. And for the Gemara, no, there's no raya. Homani Rabbonon he. It's Bechana going come to Reb Shimon. We're not going to Reb Shimon Shita the Gagas Chatzes Kafifus Rishus Achas, and it's only Mutter because Lo Yirvu. Lo Yirvu going come to Rabbonon. And Rabbonon hold that Gagas Chatzes are all one Rishus. And Be'etzim will take from Gagas the Chatzes one to another. But, and over here, Shmuel Avada agrees to Rav. The Mechlegis Rav and Shmuel is only in Reb Shimon. Shmuel agrees that if they were Ma'arev, the with one another, meaning with themselves only, the people in the chotzer for themselves, and they were not ma'arav together with the others. So then, avadi not allowed to take mi'chotzer l'chotzer, even the kelim sheshofse b'chotzer, because the chomer attacker goyzi might end up taking kelim sheshofse b'bayis. Shmuel doesn't argue over here; he only argues when it comes to Reb Shimon Shita. That's what machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But the chachomim there goyzi even by gimel chatzeris. Not like Reb Shimon. They hold even shloisha asuin gazrin on the mos lafukim man the batim chitzone shebem tzoyt chitzone chaverto. You might take from the chitzone to the right to the chitzone to the left, and not just from the middle one. So in the rabbanon avada they goes, and that's why it's taka time of the irvu, time of the lo irvu, but of irvu it's taka also. But loyalim there's no raya to Reb Shimon shita if it's dafka like Rav or even like Shmuel that even bein irvu bein lo irvu it's kulon reshus achas. Zok the Gemara Dekonami, the Loika Toni, Kafumovri. The Bryce over here says, Avalhoyu shall rabim vishokhvila irvu. So gag chotze achsadru mi peset akulu shusachasin. Why does it not say Karfif Umovri? According to Shimon, everything is a shusachas. It's meduktuk, because according to Chachomim, gag and chotze is taka one, but movui is taka different, karf is taka different. It's not the same tashmish. So we see clearly we're going according to the Rabbon and not according to Shimon, and that's why it's omitted gag, movui and karf, but those are taka not shusachas. According to Rabbon, it's only gag and chotze, and achsadim and peses are considered shusachas. But karf and movui are not, so it's clearly not like Shimon. Zok the Gemara Toshma. I'll bring you a raya like Rav that says that it's only mutter reshus achas when it is loy irvu, but by irvu we choishish for klei batim. Zog demol chomish chateres apsuchas ulozuf. You have five chateres that open to one to another. Upsuchas lemovin, they're also open to a movui, meaning they have an individual entrance to the movui and also to one another. So shochu kulam v'loy irvu, if they did not make their own erev amongst one another, so also lahachnis. You're not allowed to take any kalim from the chotzer to the movi and movi to the chotzer. Why? Because Chachom said that chotzer and movi are different tashmish in the two different rishuyos. So you're not allowed to take without an erev. But shochu, the kalim sheshovsu the chotzer and kalim that at the onset of Shabbos were in the chotzer mutl tatlam bechotzer. Those you're allowed to be mitatl in the chotzer, and that would mean even mechotzer lechotzer. However, uve movi oser. So either it means even the kalim that were show b'movui, but the movui is the din of a carmelis, you can't carry. Or pshat is kelim from the chotzer to the movui, you can't carry because movui is different shows, different ishtamshes. But a kaponim to the movui, it's osir. V'Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon says you're allowed to go from chotzer to movui. Why? She Reb Shimon oime calls man she shall she shall shein shall rabim. If it's a shuris of rabim that they make their own erev, v'shochav lo irvu, and they forgot to make an erev. So since they forgot to make an erev, there's no chash they took man in the batim. So gag bechotze v'achsadru mi peset v'karfe f'umovui. This clearly Reb Shimon, because this karfe f'umovui kula rishus achasein. So that means you're allowed to take from one to another because it's all one rishus, even without an eruv. So we see clearly only time of the lay irvu. That's why. But if they irvu, rechoshes you take matter about him. So like time of the irvu, ho irvu loy. So we see clearly a right like Rav that it's only muta by lo irvu, but by irvu rechoshes you take matter about him. So the Gemara's matchalorim is no raya. Zok the Gemara, my loy irvu. What does it mean loy irvu? It means loy irvu chateras bahadi hadodi. Hachatzu batim irvu. Lo oilom loy irvu doesn't mean that there was no erev between the bais and the chotzer. There was an erev between the bais and the chotzer. And we're not considered by klei batim, like Shmuel. Loy shnu erev, loy shnu loy irvu. What does it mean loy irvu? Loy irvu means chateras bahadi hadodi. That means the chateras did not make an erev amongst one another. There was an erev from the bais to the chotzer, just not from the chotzer to the other chotzer. So, and yet the Pshimit still allows to take kelim sheshofse b'chotzer to another chotzer. Why? Because we're not goyza otu klei abayis. So we see clearly a raya like Shmuel, not like Rav. Meaning, HaKoporim, we're being matcha the raya we brought like Rav. We're saying lo'olam, it can be like Shmuel. Lo irvu means that lo irvu chatzeres bari adodi, but chotzer batim we're ma'arev, and we're not concerned about the chashash of klei abayis. How could you say we're talking about that there was an erev between the bais and the chotzer? And we're not concerned about klei batim. It says lo irvu. It means that the chatzeres did not make a shittuv mevois. Meaning lo oilom the bnei chotzer made the erev amongst one another for themselves. About it, there's no chashash that you take klei batim. And lo irvu means that lo nishtatfu. Lo irvu means they did not make a shittuv mevois. Zog the Gemara, Viboy same another teretz that lo oilom you can say that it's only mutter to take from the bias and the chotzer and the gag is only by lo irvu. Why? Because we choshe you take the klei batim, but there's still no raya like Rav. Why? Zog the Gemara, Reb Shimon le divreim drabonu ka'omelu. This bias is not a raya dafka time of the lo irvu. Ho irvu it's awesome. No, Reb Shimon le divreim drabonu ka'omelu. I'm saying according to Rabbanon, you chachomim, lididi, I hold betzim loishna irvu, loishna le irvu. By me, it's mut even by irvu. El lidchu, you're machmir, and you're saying that what? That by irvu it's osir because you might take klei batim. Oid lemias hecha de lo irvu. Be moide when there was no eriv, where there's no chash of taking klei batim, the reshus achasi, that the movui and the karfif and the chotz is all one reshus. And on that, the Chachamim said, we hold shtei reshusein. We hold that mavui and karfev is different than chotzer and gag. Chotzer, gag, achsadim, pesed, istak, I agree is one reshus. But karfev, mavui is a different reshus. And that's the point that, of content. That avada ledidiye, Reb Shimon says, but me there's no difference, like Shmuel wants to learn. Ben irvu, ben lo irvu, ben nochshash of mani de batim. But oidle mias, I'm saying ledivrechem, agree by loy irvu that he should be able to take to the mavui in the karfif. On the that they say no, shtei reshuyos saying that it's not considered one reshus. There's a difference between mavui and karfif is different than chotzer. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the omid, 8 lines from the bottom. Omar Mar.